For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The effort to rescue the last 8 boys and their soccer coach from a cave complex in Thailand is expected to resume soon after the divers get some rest. So far, 4 boys were successfully guided through the flooded caves. It's a difficult and risky journey. The BBC's Sophie Long is outside the cave opening.
In the last few minutes, we've seen about 20 or 30 Thai military people coming out. They were in their uniforms but wearing hard hats and lights, so they'd obviously been working inside the cave. The operation in earnest, that was suspended at 9 p.m. local last night. And we're told it should get underway soon, largely so they could refill air tanks and so the divers could rest.
Authorities are saying it could take as much as 3 or 4 days to complete the rescue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo appealed for North Korea's leadership to follow Vietnam's path in overcoming past hostilities with the United States. Pompeo said these words during a stop in Hanoi.
In light of the once unimaginable prosperity and partnership we have with Vietnam today, I have a message for Chairman Kim Jong-un. President Trump believes your country can replicate this path. It's yours if you'll seize the moment. The miracle could be yours. It can be your miracle in North Korea as well.
California firefighters battling several destructive wildfires are getting some relief in the forecast as the National Weather Service's temperatures will be cooling. Cal Fire Information Officer Lynette Round.
Right now we have over 6,000 firefighters out working on the fires throughout California. That includes our air resources and ground resources working diligently through the high heat, dry, windy conditions.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
More than 200 people have been sickened after eating fresh Del Monte produce vegetable trays. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention saying that cases of cyclosporiasis have been found in Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, and in Wisconsin, and they could still crop up in other states before this is all over. Most of the trays, which included broccoli, cauliflower, and carrots, were bought at Quick Trip and Quick Star stores in those aforementioned states. The infection can cause stomach issues and fever. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Turkey dismissed more than 18,000 state employees, citing alleged ties to terror organizations as part of a purge related to a failed coup in 2016. A list of individuals, including nearly 9,000 police officers, more than 6,000 military personnel, and about 1,000 employees from the Justice Ministry, was published in Turkey's official gazette, stating they were dismissed for their alleged links to organizations which act against national security. But no organizations were named in the emergency decree. But government authorities have targeted sympathizers of the Kurdistan Workers' Party. Turkey has fired more than 125,000 people since the failed coup, while also introducing emergency rule and placing restrictions on the media. For USA Radio News.